Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to another bouncy, zesty, jasmine lace, skin-tightening episode of Fat Mascara.
I feel like that's a hip-hop song right now. I love it. It's spring, people!
Spring! I wore a winter coat this morning, but it's spring!
We have such a great episode planned for everybody. We are talking about, what are we talking about today? We're going to start off with some spring cleaning and talk about our makeup brushes.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
Then we're going to talk about halal makeup. Very interesting.
Yeah, that's a cool topic.
And we have face rollers, weird gadgets that make me look lifted and tightened.
Yes, you brought something weird to the show.
And who's our guest?
Daniel Martin. I love him.
Who is Daniel?
He is a celebrity makeup artist. He's done all kinds of fabulous women's faces, like Olivia Palermo, like total girl crush.
Yes.
Chloe Sevigny.
And we're breaking news that he was on Dawson's Creek, so stay tuned. My friends from college were in town the other week, and so we were getting ready to go out, and they all had their little makeup bags. The brushes were nasty.
Oh my God, was it like caked with like cream shadow and stuff like that?
Yes, and I know this is like a beauty editor thing beating like a dead horse, but like you gotta clean your brushes. And then part of me is like, girl, what are you talking about? You don't clean your brushes, you just throw them out and call in a new one.
Wait, you treat them like disposable brushes?
I mean, I might recycle them.
Oh, God.
Do you clean your makeup brushes?
Well, I do, but I feel like I'm going to get my beauty editor license taken away if I tell you how often I clean them. I clean them when I'm doing, like, a deep apartment clean, which is, like, once every, like, 7 weeks.
It's the randomest number.
Because 6 weeks feels too frequent. 7 weeks feels just about enough. But okay. It's, like, you know, it's... it takes time. I did buy a little spray from Sephora, and then I wiped them, like, on a paper towel. But
wait, which spray did you buy?
It's, like, a citrus spray. If the Sephora PR is listening, like, please correct me.
Wait, I got news for you, then. What? They are coming out with, first week in April, a dry shampoo for your brushes.
Oh, mine's definitely not dry. Keep going.
It's like a dry cleansing spray. I think it's like $14, and you spritz it on, and it has like powder and like a scent and oils in it, and it lifts some of the makeup, and then you brush it on like paper towels. I thought it was kind of genius. I haven't tried it yet, but like dry shampoo for your brushes makes so much sense.
It makes a lot of sense because it's like, who has like a half an hour to clean all their brushes? But I mean, I have very sensitive eyes, and every time I go to the eye doctor, I'm always asking, like, I go into journalist mode, and I ask her a lot of questions. I'm like, why are people, you know, my eyes are so sensitive. What's going on? She's like, it's dirty brushes. It's, you know, it always comes down to people, like, using janky, like, eye cosmetics and, like, old brushes.
Really?
So you really, yeah, you need to clean those things.
Can I tell you how I used to do the baby shampoo thing, and it's just so time-consuming because they tell you, oh, wash it with the baby shampoo, and everybody pretends like it's so easy. It takes forever.
No, and then, like, but New York City apartments, at least, like, tiny. Where am I going to set these things out?
Let me tell you what I learned.
What?
From Madonna's makeup artist.
Excuse me.
That's how I roll. Gina Brooke, she told me to get some Parion Spirit. This shit is bomb. It is, like, I'm sure it's probably made of, like, gasoline and all sorts of chemicals, but it's orange-scented, so it doesn't feel that way.
Whatever it takes.
You pour a little in a glass, you swirl your brush around. I don't know what's in it, but every single, like, blush color and eyeshadow color you've ever tried in the last year just, like, dissolves out of the bristles into this weird Parian Spirit stuff.
That's so satisfying. So you see it all come out.
It's like the water turns to mud and you feel like you've done something.
Yeah.
And then you just wipe it on a little paper towel and you sit it upright and let it dry overnight. It dries really quick because there must be like alcohol in it or something.
Uh-huh.
Parian Spirit is bomb.
So Jem, I had this desk sign. With desk sign is like a beauty appointment where the brand comes to meet with you and show you their new products.
Mm-hmm.
With Nails Inc., the British beauty company, a couple of months ago. And like something stuck out about it that I just like thought was so fascinating and really remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that one of their line of their nail polishes was halal approved and it was doing really well. And I sort of like had my mind opened up about this whole category of halal beauty.
And by halal you mean Muslim women are allowed to use it because it is safe for them in their religion to use.
I didn't realize this existed. I knew that about halal food and that there are different regulations with food. I knew about, you know, there are different halal traditions, but I had never knew that it applied to beauty.
You know what's funny? I heard about that too, so I looked into it a little bit. Like halal is sort of like kosher, the word that means, like, it means it's safe to use for Muslim women. And the nail polishes in particular, they need to be breathable, because I guess before you pray in the Muslim faith, you do, which is wudu, which is like your ablutions, like you wash with water. And if water can't get to every part of your body, you're not cleansed before prayer.
Right. They said the water, the publicist and the founder, Thea, she said that the water can get through it. And Muslim women found that they couldn't, if their nail polish was so hard and like not water soluble, that they would have to take their nail polish off before they prayed.
This
was a very big inconvenience.
And it's important to realize, like, this isn't all Muslim women. There's women in many different levels of, you know, the Islam religion that might think one thing, and it's very debatable. But yeah, some women will remove their nail polish before they pray, or they just won't pray if they have nail polish on. And I was looking, there's a couple nail polishes that are like water soluble, so that technically you could leave the color on your nails and still pray. Which brings up this whole other question, which I'm not, you know, able to speak on because I'm not an expert of the Quran. But like, do you wear cosmetics while you're praying as a Muslim woman? I don't know that is the debate we're having.
That's a bigger conversation,
totally,
for sure. Yeah.
But isn't it cool that like a company is like dealing with this demand? I found in 2013, Muslim spending on cosmetics was $46 billion.
Okay, so like, let's say I'm one of these huge beauty companies and I decide, you know what, it's too much work for us to like take the blah blah animal product
and get halal certification.
I'm losing so much money. And it's the same thing for the person who, you know, on a personal note, I haven't completely, you know, transitioned my beauty routine to like completely animal friendly. It's a very complicated topic. Hopefully we can talk about another episode. But I would like to be, you know, completely animal friendly in my beauty routine. It's hard because so many beauty companies aren't at some level. But let's say, you know, if they saw that such a huge audience, like, you know, the audience, like the population that you were talking about here was like, we're not, we just won't have it.
Yeah,
we
let's be honest. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. Maybe they are. Maybe they are Muslim and they believe this is a need. They also want to make money.
Right. But if everyone said, no, we're not buying it, guess who would be saying, we're no longer animal testing?
Either way, it's great that people are meeting this need. And I expect that there'll be more brands that are getting into this space soon.
Oh, you can set your watch to it, I'm sure.
Just since we started this podcast, I have been wanting to do this segment. You know Vicky, one of our producers?
Yeah.
You know all the crazy shit she buys online?
She's like always shopping for beauty stuff.
Okay, so in this week's segment of What Did Vicky Buy Now? She sent me, it is the Bial Massage Facial Massager, Thin Facelift Elastic Facial Roller, Massage Kajet Cellulite Roller for Face Up in Pink.
Can I just say I'm so glad I don't have to write a beauty credit for that or like fit that in one of my pages?
Vicky, WTF is this face roller? Why did you buy it?
Well, the one I wanted is a little too pricey. It's on Net-a-Porter, so I figured I'll buy the cheapy version if I'm into it.
This thing costs $6.99.
Yeah. I'll massage your face for free, like during the podcast.
That sounds promising.
Okay, so the segment is now, did Vicky make a good purchase? Jess, what do you feel about face rollers?
She likes them.
I'm really into face rollers, but like I think that you need a good one. You need one with like firm balls. I can't totally wrong. Well, I'm holding this one right now.
What is that?
This is the Dr. Jart one.
Oh, the Lyftra contour one. That costs a little bit more than Vicky's, which is $6.99.
It feels like it's made out of stainless steel. I can't speak to the fact that it is, but it feels very firm. It feels very, like, weighty. And you feel like something's actually happening. You feel like it pressing, massaging on your face.
So what is the goal of a face roller? Did she make a good purchase?
No, because I can't imagine how something for $6.99 is going to like actually give you any pushback on your face. Like, okay, it's probably going to snap when you put it against your face.
If she bought the Dr. Jart one.
This is going to give you some kind of, like, it's going to actually massage, move, manipulate the facial tissue. Going to increase circulation, which is going to give you a nice glow, which is, I think, what you're looking for, right? That Net-a-Porter glow, right?
I really am.
Yeah. Then it's also going to, like...
She mumbled something to me about lymph drainage, too.
Yeah, I think if you probably get it in the right spot, if you hit it in that right spot, you're going to get that lymph drainage. You know, pee out those toxins later. Anything for $6.99 is not going to give you that pushback.
It was on sale. It was $12.99.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got a bargain. It was a bargain.
You did get a bargain, didn't you?
And I kind of like it.
I'm sitting here like just rolling my eyes. Here's my thinking about facial rollers. I get that they're supposed to improve circulation, move lymph fluid around, but then they make these crazy claims about how they're going to make you look lifted and younger, and you're rolling. I see you rolling in like an upward motion right now. Like it's
along
like,
the jawline.
Yes, like lift and contour your jawline. I get Botox because it freezes a muscle. I don't know that I want to work out my muscle at this point.
But you can just do this like while you're watching TV, while you're like surfing the web.
So Vicky's in front of her TV with her big double-armed pink.
Yeah, I am.
Kajet cellulose roller.
And a lot of coconut oil.
To give it that lube and that slip.
And I just go to town.
I think you're better off using your two paws and your coconut oil and just manipulating the tissue yourself.
I'll try it.
Use that $6 for a snack.
It's a good point, but I will say this. You've been Dr. Jarting during this segment, and you do look a little glowier and a little more plump.
There you go. It works. So excited to have Daniel Martin here. The first time I met Daniel Martin was in a hotel lobby, and I was sort of like, I have to know this person. I was introduced to you through friends, and I was about to go out to a dinner that was very fancy, and I was thinking, what am I going to eat? Am I dressed appropriately? All of these things running through my head, and you were telling me about this little hole-in-the-wall Thai joint that you were going to, and I was like, I just want to hang out with you. And I also kind of, like, stalked your Instagram, and it was the funniest thing ever, like, LOL Instagram. So I was like, I need to know this person better. So, aww. Daniel Martin, thank you for coming to Fat Mascara to chat away.
Totally. Thank you so much for having me.
Daniel, how the hell did you become a big-time makeup artist? Oh, like, geez. How did you even get into this?
I don't even know if... I mean, I grew up... My father was in the service, so I moved around a lot, and I went to high school and college in Seattle. And then I was working at Nordstrom's. This was like 1992. And Mac had just came to Nordstrom's. Mm-hmm. And they did this huge presentation with drag queens and all this stuff. And at the time, the whole grunge thing was happening. But I was going to Pike Place Market, buying Paper Magazine, wanting to be a club kid in New York and everything that was happening over there. So that's when I got it in my head that I want to move to New York. I always knew I wanted to be in New York, even as a kid. Desperately Seeking Susan was like the movie that like took me over the edge. So I knew I wanted to be in New York. I didn't know how I was going to get there. So I was like, oh, makeup. So I was going to college for art history, and then I dropped out and moved to the East Coast. When I was 12, my parents got divorced. My mother moved to Germany. And then she moved back to the States, and she was living outside of D.C. In Richmond, Virginia. So I went out to visit, and I just wound up staying.
Staying in Virginia.
Outside of D.C. And then I was going to raves up in D.C., then going to clubs in New York on the bus.
Were you still doing makeup?
I was kind of just doing, like, my friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I got...
Because you knew from your Mac counter days?
Yeah. So then I wound up getting a job at an Aveda concept salon, and that's when I really got serious about it. That exposed me to the
Wait, you went from rave kid to Aveda? Yeah, totally. This is like the most opposite ends of the beauty spectrum in my mind.
Because in Virginia, you can do, I mean, I don't know if they do it now, but at the time you can do an apprenticeship, so you can make money and still get your license.
Your cosmetology
okay. license. So I realized I couldn't cut a straight line to save my life, so I wound up doing esthetology and makeup.
Wait, so when you get your cosmetology license, do you, even if you know you're going to do makeup, you still have to cut hair to pass the test?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You have bad skills. But each state is different. Like, Virginia is a commonwealth, so
you... Oh, right, okay. The commonwealth. Okay. I have no idea what a commonwealth is. They just make you do hair and makeup in order to get the license.
Yeah, basically...
Wait, could you cut my hair right now?
I'm overdue.
So I think it's just... I think you basically just go through school just to pass the exam or state board or whatever. Whereas in California, it's a whole different... It's a lot harder to get your hair license in California.
Okay.
So I started working for Aveda. I eventually started teaching for them. I was still going out. I'm totally gonna.
Was this like a total like party monster?
Kind
like,
of.
Did you have some real looks?
Totally.
Like, what were some of your looks?
Well, my drag name was Susie Wong.
So if I screamed Susie down the street, would you answer?
Probably, I'd turn around and be like, "Hello." But I was actually so Pat McGrath did a collection of makeup for Aveda, like.
What?
Yeah, like. She did this amazing collection for Aveda, and I wound up, like, assisting on her show team.
That's the in right there.
Wow.
But, I mean, I was one of 25 assistants that were all Japanese, and I would never even really speak to her. It was always the first assistant or the second assistant. So that's a whole other
bit. So this was in New York?
This was in New York, so... I knew that I wanted to be here. I had like a small agent in Virginia that kind of booked me.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove Superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Freelance work, and there was this opportunity on Dawson's Creek.
You were a makeup artist on Dawson's Creek?
I was actually a drag queen on Dawson's Creek.
Good night. Thank you for coming. This is amazing.
Wow. So that gig was what got me the money to move to New York.
Wow.
To pursue this.
Any hot goss from the creek?
Michelle Williams and Michael Pitt were the only ones that spoke to us because we were the only ones in their scenes.
Well, Michael Pitt's like a cool dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he's super nice. Back then, I'm sure he's great now. So then I moved to New York in 2000, started working for Aveda again, but doing more development and education. And then after 9/11 happened, I was like, I didn't move to New York to work corporate beauty. So 2004 was when I left. And then that's when I met Carrie Diamond.
It's really crazy how one person, like,
who can be generous with their Rolodex or, you know, phone just contact list now.
Yeah, Carrie can really help been you. Amazing. She was so, I will never forget what she's done for me.
Were you starstruck in the beginning when you started working with these big talents, these big names?
Molly Ringwald was my first big celebrity, my first actress.
Wow.
And she used to live in the East Village, and she would go to this salon on Avenue B called Parlor. And Gwen LeMoyne, who owns the salon, Gwen used to cut her hair. So Gwen asked me to do her makeup one day. And after that, it was kind of like, you could do this.
Like if you could do Molly Ringwald's makeup, you
could
do anyone's?
Yeah, she to me was like, I mean, Pretty in Pink to this day is my favorite movie. Like she is my end all be all.
And did you play it cool like you didn't really care that you were doing her makeup?
She knew I was a wreck. She knew. But she was so nice, and that's the thing. It's like I think once they realize that it's a privilege for the artist to be with them, then it's cool. There's some actresses that expect it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just lucky that I've been able to work with a really awesome group of women who aren't divas.
That's good.
Yeah.
But so the reason I know you is because of your current gig, which is – you're called the Dior Ambassador, is that right? Dior Cosmetics Ambassador?
Yeah, so my official title is called Dior Celebrity Makeup Artist. So there's Peter Phillips, who's the creative director, and then he handpicked me and Sabrina Bendrani as ambassadors. But I'm fortunate that it's a non-exclusive. So I actually have my hands with two other brands now. Tatcha.
Oh, that amazing Japanese skincare line.
And Jessica Alba's line on is beauty.
Oh, that's a good
stuff. So basically the cream of the crop, cool girl, like staples in the beauty caboodles.
Now that you're in the industry, like what is your sort of perspective? What's your goal? Are you just kind of happy to be here?
It's funny. Like I turned 42 this year, so.
Damn, you look good. That Tatcha's doing you well.
The whole industry's changed.
How?
Now with social media and Instagram, like. The role of a makeup artist has completely changed. I mean, the contracts now that all of us used to, you know, we vie for, they're given to Instagram artists because of the outreach. But yet they've never gone through the training or the upbringing that we've all went through.
That sounds frustrating.
It is. So it's kind of like I'm at that point now. It's like, what's next? I think for a hairdresser, it's a lot easier because you can always go back into the salon. Like Serge, Orlando, Garen, like all of those, the generation before us, they all have gone back into the salon, but all of their offspring kind of hit the celebrity circuit, and we're all trying to figure out. I mean, like Troy Sherratt, love that guy, and he has such an amazing brand.
Yeah, his brushes are like butter.
His brushes, everything. He's like created this beautiful line, and I think that's what's happening is that we're going in and developing. But you have the Kylie Jenners and, you know, all these other...
Competition is fierce.
Competition's really fierce, but at the end of the day, you kind of have to figure out your point of view.
What is your point of view?
Mine is just beautiful, sophisticated... It's all about the skin. It's if you look at my group of women, they're all entrepreneurs. They're all like
you work with class acts.
Yeah, they're confident women. What I do is just like it's icing, really. It's just the finishing. No one's really like a really makeup-y kind of a girl. They all kind of have their look.
I feel like there's this undercurrent of you scrolling through Instagram and being like, what the hell are these people doing now with their makeup?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
I see it in your eyes right now. You're like, you know what I'm trying to say here.
I mean, it's so funny, like LA versus New York, like the type of women.
What do you mean?
Like the LA girls love that Instagram face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I was working with this actress who was just like, this is what I want to look like. Right. And she pulled up this Instagram image that, I mean, obviously was like face-tuned and retouched and went
But
through.
You used to be a drag queen. You could do that.
Right.
Weird that like this is you're shying away from it. But I guess it's fun with just like for a night out. But
I think it's like, you know, we all grew up with Kevin Aucoin's Making Faces book. And it's funny that I feel like there's a whole generation now who's totally taking that And it's making it literal, but it's created this look.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I was interviewing Troy Surratt the other day, and he was saying the same exact thing. He's like, they're taking the contouring page, and they're reading it like it's the Bible right now. And he's like, this is not real life.
It's not. Yeah. It's so, I mean, it's...
It's no disrespect, but it's just like, right. It's not for every day. We're not on camera.
Right.
But and you still want to look good, and you want your skin to look good. Right. So here's my question for you. You happen to have the prettiest clients ever, but what can a non-socialite, non-celebrity girl, like, what is your basic prep for a face to make it look good, question, without Jen. Being Instagram crazy?
Right.
What about the rest of us?
I think a lot of people don't realize that they need to make a lot. You kind of need to make your moisturizer compatible with your foundation. That's like the one thing.
What does that mean? I'm intrigued.
So if you're using a water-based foundation, you want to use a water-based moisturizer.
Wait, is that why sometimes my makeup pills?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the separation. And that right there acts as like a lock.
But how do I even know if my foundation is water-based?
If it says oil-free on it and you're using
oil-free... Oh, it's water-based. That makes sense.
Oil-free moisturizer, then that's compatible. Or if you use...
I can't believe I didn't know this.
Like Embryolisse and you have heavier...
Oh, okay. Like that cream. Shit that they always fancy have backstage. Yeah. Cream. Yeah.
Right. Then I'm not a big fan of Embryolisse because of that reason. So whatever moisturizer you have on needs to be compatible to your foundation.
Right.
And that skips the whole primer and the corrector. And because you need to get your skin to a neutral state before you put anything on top of it.
Got it.
Good to know.
That's really good.
But let's say I want to put something on top of it. What are you loving these days? Like, what can I do, Daniel, to look better this spring?
I love Capture Total came out with three different finishes. It's a Dior moisturizer. It's like a gel cream.
You're looking at me so intently like, girl, you need this. Is that what you're thinking right now? No.
I'm just trying to remember the names. I'm so bad with names. So
you're into these type of moisturizers that are made for your skin type.
Yeah. Yeah, like serums are great too. I try to stay away from anything too like oil based because of the separation that'll happen hours later. Because I have to also have to think about the longevity of wear. As you doing your makeup in the morning, you don't want to have to touch that shit up later.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So for me, especially for red carpet, I have to figure out what's compatible and what's going to stay without interrupting or.
This is a great tip.
And how about color? You work with these women that are going on a red carpet, they're going to the Met Ball, and they're doing some dramatic looks. How do you like to do color so that you don't look like cray-cray Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of try to figure out, like, what their best feature is and just blow it up. You don't, I mean, especially if you're at a dinner, and I actually learned this a while ago. So Alitra Wiedemann is Isabella Rossellini's daughter.
Is that how you say her last name?
Thank you.
So we're in Paris one day, and she's I'm getting her ready to go to this dinner, and Isabella's getting her haircut in the kitchen. So we go in, kitchen, and she's like, what do you think, Mom? And then Isabella just looks at her and was like, are you going to a dinner? And she's like, yeah. And then she was like, then why are you wearing lipstick when you're just going to have to take it off? And we're just like,
oh. Why are you nodding? What does that mean?
No, I if I'm going out for like a dinner, like a night out, I never play up the lips because I'm just gonna talk it off or drink it off or eat it off.
Right. And we were just like, oh snap, we just got read by Isabella. And just like crack. And that's always stuck. Because if you're, you know, talking, if you're gonna be eating, you don't wanna have to really fuss and worry about your makeup.
Daniel, we like to ask every guest to spill, so let's see what's in your man bag. I know that's a very nice bag. He has a little black friends of schooler backpack.
He brought us treats.
God, he brought us treats.
So from your last podcast that I heard, you love Blink mascara?
I do.
So there's this Japanese mascara. And when I go out to LA, I always go to Little Tokyo. And there's these two stores that have nothing but amazing Japanese products.
Yes.
So
tell me
this
more.
Is
That's so nice.
a very similar mascara to that Blink that you were talking about. And my sisters love it.
It's like a tubing mascara.
Yes. So try it out. Let me know.
Do you know what any of the words on this say?
No.
Okay. You might be handing me rat poison. I'm not sure. Right.
But
okay.
It looks really good.
Discontinue.
So that one's yours and that one's yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I kind of, I always.
This is great.
I always do like little bags for my girls when they like leave. So I always give them like either mints or blot papers or their, I always give them their lipstick. I'm never the one that's going to like, here's a little lipstick and a pot and a little brush. Like
you give them the full size.
I give them the full thing. Oh, wow. Because if I was going, I would want the full.
Like so, Jessica Alba is not on the red carpet with like a Q-tip with a yeah. little teeny tiny bit yeah. of like gloss
and a
on
little
it.
Brush. Yeah. So what's in the bag is I created a lipstick for Tatcha.
Oh, wow. Wait, is this the geisha lipstick?
Yeah.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. What's the geisha lipstick? I need to know.
So Vicky reached out to me and she's like, hey, I'm thinking about doing, you know, playing around with color and I want to do a lipstick
Vicky
with you.
Vicky is the owner of Tatcha, right?
Yes, okay. Vicky Tsai. Excuse me. So I did a lipstick for Lancôme years ago with designer Chris Benz and the
you
Chris
did that?
And Tell. Yeah.
Oh, those were amazing, those lipsticks.
Yeah, so Gucci did most of them. I only did one, and ours was exclusive to Saks, and it sold out. So Vicky was like, hey, do a lipstick for us. So Chloe Sevigny kind of inspired this color, and she wore it to the Met Ball. And it's like a wearable matte red. It's beveled. It's kind of like an Art Deco piece. So it's really
beveled,
heavy.
Like the bullet is beveled.
Right. So when you see it, you'll see that it's cut at all these different angles, and it sold out at Barney's, and they're now going to reintroduce it in April, I think.
And Chloe wore this to the Met Ball.
Yeah.
This year.
No, 2 years ago she.
Oh,
went
when
with...
it was the China theme.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Beautiful. Jen's gonna have to give me tips because she's better at wearing red lipstick.
Yeah, because I heard on the last podcast that you're always trying to find like.
Maybe this will be my perfect lipstick.
Hope so.
What do you use personally, though? Thank you so much for
Thank
the gift.
Thank you. This is amazing.
You look pretty good right now. You're not going to try and tell me you have no skincare
I mean,
on or anything.
I have eczema in the winter that comes up right above my brow, and there's an indigo line that she created that is for, like, psoriasis and eczema and all that.
Oh, and it's actually blue. I've seen
Yeah,
it
yeah. So that's what I have on now. But for myself, I'm really, like, low maintenance. Like, I'll use Paula's Choice.
Wow.
I love Dr. Alkaidis' stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who's Dr. Alkaidis?
She's, That's like, the... or is it he?
I don't know if it's Dr. Alkaidis.
We're not talking about
Macrine
37.
No.
It's an organic line that's...
I've heard
this
of Dr.
This is the
Alkaidis.
First time I've been stumped.
Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing. It's beautiful. Yeah. But my bag is mostly, like, pills.
He's not joking.
Yeah.
I think I see some anti-itch cream.
I have, yeah.
It's hot.
This is great for zits.
Oh, anti-itch cream is great
yeah,
for zits?
Yeah, or cortisone gel.
You put cortisone gel on its
Yeah,
on zits?
So if the skin's inflamed,
I knew that trick.
I didn't
you
know
put
that.
This on to calm the redness down, and then it kind of protects so when you throw makeup on top. Eye drops oh, yeah. from France.
I know those are some sexy looking eye drops.
Echinacea?
Oh, echinacea.
For you or for the client?
For anybody. I have like
just throw pills
yeah.
for everyone.
I have like diarrhea pills, gas pills.
And there's like a little marshmallow guy on the outside
totally.
Of the case. I love it. Daniel brings a pharmacy worth of pills everywhere he goes. I kind of love it.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh my God, this was so much fun.
Daniel,
really,
thank you.
Thank you.
Daniel, where can we find you on social and all those fab things?
You can find me at DMART NYC.
Very cool.
Awesome.
See you there.
Good times.
Jess, doesn't it feel like sometimes we're just talking out into the ether as very one-sided? I want to get to know our listeners some more.
I know. I feel like I'm shouting into a well.
If you're out there, you should definitely email us. We're at info@fatmascara.com.
Or you can tweet us at fatmascara.
That's our handle for Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and everything.
Yeah, please follow us and just like let us know what you think. We want to know.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.